A growth mindset is the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed and improved over time through hard work, dedication, and learning from failures. In contrast, a fixed mindset is the belief that intelligence and abilities are predetermined and cannot be changed, which can lead to a fear of failure and avoidance of challenges. Which mindset do you have? Welcome to Your Support Group Podcast, home of your number one podcast where we discuss topics about you. Today, well, guess who's back? Q!
What's up?
Yep, she's fresh off of getting her booty enhanced. how is everything going? Are you healing properly?
I already got way too much booty, so I definitely didn't get that done, but I'm doing great. Any more booty, it would just be ridiculous.
Yeah, so I've been holding the fort down while you've been gone.
Good job. You've been doing excellent. I've been watching.
Thank you. So I know we've been having a boatload of stuff go on from a couple of shootings to tax season just being off the chain this year. And to go back to the shooting thing, you know, in the midst of all those shootings, North Carolina removed their permitting process from the sheriff's department. And now you don't need to go to the sheriff's department no more to get a gun permit. You could just go to the gun store and actually fill out the federal paperwork and get it. Yeah.
So we just had that Wild Wild West in it. Just.
Yeah.
We'll get some chaps, some spurs, and just make it do what it do.
And that's the part that kills me. Like, it's not about the Wild Wild West portion. You know, the Fed should be doing their job as far as like the gun permit and doing background checks and doing the deep dive. The Fed has more bandwidth than the state. Mm-hmm. But where my issue comes in at, couldn't you guys have done that at a time when there wasn't a mass shooting or, mm-hmm. you know, like something like, cause I'm all for it because North Carolina during my initial permitting process, when I sent my paperwork off to the sheriff's department, they began to have an issue where like always in all people, the backgrounds crossed. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm glad they got rid of that in that sense. But at the time that they did it, I just wish that they would have used a little bit more thinking towards what they was doing at the time. Mm-hmm. A little bit more courteousness.
Right.
Yeah. So then, you know, getting back to tax season this year for me was just... I would rather have just hid in the basement for about 5 years than deal with taxes this year. Like, I couldn't file married but separate this year. My wife couldn't file married but separate this year. We filed joint, and they still... Yeah, so it was just a mess. So I just threw my hands up and I was like, well, we just going to go down the rabbit hole and just go ahead and get this all knocked out. But yeah.
Yeah. And my husband never understands why I hate doing taxes like around this time of year, because it's just, they took away so much this tax year. I don't know why, but it was like, well, what in the world?
Like, what in... just the most simplest thing, like I'm not getting the tax credit for my tags or my registration this year. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting the tax credit for Carson's daycare. It was just like numerous stuff. And then you actually, it almost seemed like you penalized me because I owned stock in crypto this year. And it was crazy because I'm like, yo, like I took like some serious losses this year as far as like stocking crypto. And I'm like, I shouldn't be feeling like I got penalized for that this year.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm about to figure out what Bezos and them be doing to pay only $10 in taxes, because ain't no way you making more than me and you paying less than what I pay.
Well, I think I think part of that is they have basically the company owning everything. So they have an LLC which owns their house, their cars, and everything like that. So everything becomes a tax write-off because it's a depreciating asset.
Yeah, I told like my husband about that.
Like, they never get actual money. So everything that they do is actually just credit cards. And it's like a company card, and the company pays that, quote unquote. And I know. I know. Trust me. If we could get into those loops and those cycles, we would all be millionaires right now, but they don't let nobody in. Once we figure out how to do it, they'll figure out how to penalize us for it.
Right. Then it's gonna be a problem. It's okay when they do it, but it's a problem when I do it.
Of course. Like, we had a whole president that just evaded taxes, and everybody just seemed to be cool about it. Like,
yeah.
So.
Oh well.
Yeah. So have you seen the AI Republican reprints that they've been doing of Ron DeSantis and a couple of other Republicans as drag queens?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you got to look that one up. And I'll probably put a little print of that up here. But yeah, Ron DeSantis looked pretty good in the dress.
Let me clutch my pearls right quick. You know he would die. He saw that.
I'm pretty sure he probably saw it and probably tried to shrug it off. But let's get into the topic for today. I just wanted to just chat you up. I ain't seen you in a month of Sundays.
Right.
So, all right, let's begin this by discussing the benefits of cultivating a growth mindset. First and foremost, people with a growth mindset are more resilient to setbacks and failures because they see them as opportunities for growth and learning, and they embrace challenges with a positive attitude and are willing to learn from their mistakes. Now, when I bring this topic up and I say this to people, they always look at me and ask this question. They say, Kenny, you know, how do you keep going? How do you grow? How do you have a growth mindset? The one thing I always try to do is I try to look at my failures as achievements. It's a weird sounding thing. But I always walk into walk into danger or failure head up. Like, I know my head is going to get cut off, but I'm going to try it anyway. And so that's always been one of my big things.
That's good. One of my friends said the word fail, she created an acronym. Or she heard it somewhere. It says, fail for her is first attempt in learning. So the first time she did it, does something, if it doesn't work out, okay, so that's, what did I learn from that failure? And then from there, she revises. And I think a lot of times where most people fall short is they forget that you have, success is a constant revision process. In order for you to grow from your mistakes, you have to be learning from them. If you just sitting there, oh, woe is me, why this always happening? Oh, I tried it and it didn't work. And then you go sit in the corner with boogers hanging from your nose. Yeah, you're going to stay stagnant. You're going to stay not growing because you ain't doing nothing to learn. You ain't doing nothing to push forward. So, yeah.
Right. A growth mindset fosters a sense of motivation and drive to improve oneself. Just like you just said, learning from those past mistakes help to eradicate some future mistakes from happening. Now, people with a growth mindset are always seeking ways to improve themselves and their skills, leading to greater achievements and success. So when I take into account, you know, just like you just said, my failures, my mistakes, or even me shouldn't even attempting to do this, quote unquote, but I attempt to do it anyway. I put it into, what did we learn here? And so we learned that Kenny is not a scientist, or Kenny is not, you know, a massage therapist, or Kenny cannot work on laptops in the rain or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put that line there and I say, well, what can we do better next time? Well, Kenny should work on laptops inside the garage and not outside, you know, something like that.
And it
helps to grow me as a person, you know, like, even with this podcast, me experimenting with different things, different editing, different translations for the YouTube page, different sound effects, different, just keep on what works. You know, okay, somebody, a whole bunch of people listened here, but nobody really watched here on YouTube. A whole bunch of people watched on YouTube, but nobody listened on Spotify. So how do I find that balance? Okay, let's test this out. Let's test this out. So you got to go through, in life, you're going to go through trials. Those are the trials, you know, of just you learning how to do something properly. And once you figure it out, you're on your way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a process. And it's not like instantaneous, so you have to be patient. And I know a lot of people lack patience, but there's truth in saying patience is a virtue, because you really do have to exercise your patience when you're trying to grow. Because if you plant a seed today, it's not, you're just not going to go out there and see a tree tomorrow. It's going to take time to take root. You got to nurture it. You got to, you know, some stuff you got to do before it becomes a big, beautiful tree. And he just going to be like, boom, I'm a tree. Unless you got some kind of magical powers. And if you got those, I'm going to need to know what the lottery numbers are for now.
And even if you did get a tree to grow and bear fruit within a short time span, that fruit probably would be bitter. It would probably be something that you wouldn't want to eat. Now, to go to that, but also, too, you got the other end of the spectrum with stuff as well. You got the procrastinators, the ones that's afraid of failure, the one that's afraid of flight, the ones that's afraid to take the step forward because they're afraid that they're going to get their hand smacked. And I'm about to tell you, I was one of those people for a long time, and I think that it handicapped me. And I wasn't always like that. Like, I was... At one point in my life, I was this confident guy that would just, like I said, go into things head first with my head up and get my head chopped off, even if it meant that I would be set back many months on what I wanted to accomplish, I would still go forward with it. But in one period of my life, you know, I was so afraid that I think it was more based on me having kids. So I was afraid that if I messed up something, you know, to the point where I couldn't bring it back, or I couldn't learn, I couldn't build up off of that failure, that it would affect my kids. So for a long period of time, you know, I would see something, I would procrastinate about it, I read about it, I study up about it, I would be talking myself about it, nah, you really don't need to do that right now. And so I had to get back into this mindset of not being a procrastinator and just pushing forward and getting my head chopped off, you know? So when you say that one end of the spectrum is, you know, pushing forward, not afraid, you know, this, that, and the third, but it's another end of the spectrum to where people are, you know, also too afraid to just step up out there.
Right. I don't know if you ever read the book by Steve Harvey. I think it's called Jump. I have a copy of it. And one of the things that he talked about is if you never try, then you'll never know what it'll be. So yeah, if you jump, you're going to get cut. You're going to get some knocks upside the head. But at the end of it, at some point, you're going to start to soar. You're going to start to fly. But if you never jump, you're never going to have that experience to fly. So yeah, I get that whole fear of even getting started. But sometimes you just have to convince yourself.
Yeah.
That you got to do it. I mean, at least attempt it. And if you try it and you're like, well, maybe it's not for me, because there's sometimes we try things that just ain't really meant for us to do. And then you have to really just say, okay, let me readjust. Maybe this wasn't the route I was supposed to take. Sometimes that, and then that's heartbreaking because.
Right.
But if you know, like I know some people who think they can sing and they want to be a singer. And then you hear them sing and you're like, no, you're not. Stop it. Maybe you can write songs for people, other people to sing. You can make bukus of money.
Look, songwriting is where the money is. I'm telling you, it's not the singer. The songwriter make the money. Yes.
Thank you. Shoot, you let somebody come to me and talk about, because I write poetry. I'm pretty sure I could turn some of these poems into a song. Holla at me. I'm getting the credits. Every time they click and download, I'm getting paid.
I'm trying to tell you.
So it's like that, you know, like, you know, people who want to have children. I have an aunt, she never had kids, but she's always looked at all of her nieces and nephews as an extension of her family. Like, these are my kids. Or maybe you go work in an orphanage where you help kids that don't have parents. There's always something surrounding a thing that you, if it doesn't work out the way you thought, because sometimes you have a vision, but the way you see it might not be how it actually is supposed to go down.
Or how it makes sense. Right. How it comes to fruit. And that leads me to my other point, you know, innovation. If you never step up out there, you know, how can you be the next innovator or creator of something that could, because a lot of people always want to do, and to your point, a lot of people always want to do the same thing as everybody else. They say, oh, I can do that. I can do that better. Trust me, there's a couple of people out there I know for a fact that's been trying to start their own podcast. It was like, oh, Kenny, that's what's up. You're doing the podcast. Now they're trying to start their own podcast. Well, it ain't that easy, is it?
It's some work you gotta put in to build these people up.
Right. But getting back to the point of innovating, if you never experiment and you never explore, so for example, you might not be the singer, you might not even be the songwriter, but you may have an ear for production. You may be able to put together a good song for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I can arrange this. Like, no, you need to bring this down and you need to, you know, so that's the whole innovative part, you know, coming up with a new idea or innovation or just creating something new and different that sets you apart from somebody else. That's how you grow, because you take, like we said, you take those little bit of failures or the mistakes that you made and you learn from them. And then you say, well, let's see. I'm not really taking off as a singer, and maybe you can sing, but you're not really taking off as a singer, but you know that you got some fire songs. You know, these songs are great. You know, your pen game is on point. Go out there and go find you somebody else that can sing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, chance meeting Beyonce or somebody and say, hey, you know, I'm a young songwriter and this, that, and the third. Or get with a producer or somebody that got some pull. You never know. So.
I mean, there's a lot of different, and even with social media, you can create your own TikTok. create your own sounds. People start using your sounds and other people hear it, they like it. And then you, all of a sudden, you got somebody contacting you to do your song. There have been people who started out on TikTok with a sound, like just a little clip of a song. And then now it's, you hear it on the radio. And you're like, oh, okay, that was the little thing, the little trend everybody was doing on TikTok. Now it's an actual song. So you just never know. Use the resources that you have. Use your YouTube. Use your TikTok. Use your Facebook. And then let your name get out there. Tell your followers to share it. You know, you, if you know somebody who has a studio, go in there, pay your little $75, $150, whatever it is. Get your song made. Upload it to whatever these music streaming platforms are. And tell your followers to go get your song. If yeah, enough people exactly. get it, hey, it's streaming. Everybody wondering, who is this person? This song is popping. There's mm-hmm. other ways you can do your stuff.
And it's with social media too, it's going to be some negativity. But
of course,
if you are really into what you're doing, the positive will outweigh the negative.
Right.
And with you surrounding yourself with positivity and seeking out people who have a growth mindset as well and learning from them and surrounding yourself with positive role models that can help you adapt and grow to wherever you want to get to. Dude, like you start building up this tolerance for BS and learning, and next thing you know, you're on your way and you're looking back and hopefully you're reaching back and grabbing the hand of somebody else who was stuck in your position as well.
Yeah, it's important to surround yourself with people who that are going to give you wise counsel. Exactly. I cannot stress to you enough, wise counsel, because these are the friends who are going to tell you where you're stepping too far to the right or stepping too far to the left.
And hold on, Q, we talking about real friends. We talking about the ones that tell you that shit suck. Okay, we talking about the real friends. Like, no, girl, do not do that. Or no, homeboy, that's not the ticket right there. That's horrible. Right. Try that again. Do that over. Now, I don't know what that yeah. is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said it the straight up way. And I was trying to go around the circle, but he just, you know, punched in the gut with it. But there you go.
Look, I want somebody to tell me. That's why, even with all the other stuff that I do, I always ask people, you know, what do you think? You know, mm-hmm. is there, you know, because you got to be able to accept criticism, constructive mm-hmm. criticism, not just criticism like off the wall. Like, well, I would just go out and go buy a better camera. Like, nah, that's dumb. What can I do better? You know what can I do better? Because my camera isn't me. You know, that's an inanimate object. I am a person. What can I do better? You know, so yeah, that's my point right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always tell people, you know, this the key points is never stop learning. Always read. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of dumb people about here who graduate high school and stop reading. The mind stops basically imagining or creating, you know, and then all of a sudden you wonder why 10, 15 years from now, you're trying to come up with this idea or work on this thing and it's not quite fitting. Well, you took your mind, you put your mind on vacation. So never mm-hmm. stop reading, never stop learning. Because continuous learning is a key component to growth mindset.
You have to exercise your mind. Exercise everything else. You got to exercise your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So in conclusion, cultivating a growth mindset takes time and effort, but the benefits are worth it. By adapting a growth mindset, you can become a more resilient, motivated, and innovative person, leading to a greater success and happiness in all areas of your life. Because don't nobody want to be broke forever. and don't nobody want to keep on working for somebody else or dealing with other people's issues or anything like that. You want to have your own thing. You want to be the creator, the owner. Listen, grow as a person, and continue to watch this podcast. I'm just playing. But hey, if you haven't subscribed yet, if you haven't liked yet, I suggest you do both. I prefer you subscribe first before you like, but you can like and then subscribe however you want to do it. Whatever makes you happy, however your clicky finger works. As always, if nobody told you today that they love you, we do. And I thank you all for tuning in. Q, you got any closing words?
Oh, just how y'all doing? See y'all next time. Yes, support. Yes.